USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two world leaders have arrived at the venue as they're getting ready to talk face-to-face. President Trump to sit down with Russia's President Vladimir Putin for a summit in Helsinki, Finland. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Topics to include the situation in Syria and election hacking.
He may deny it. I mean, it's one of those things. So all I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again.
Then in Scotland over the weekend, ahead of the summit, President Trump sitting down for an interview with the CBS Evening News.
But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Word is after their meeting, they will talk to reporters, but they won't be taking questions. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The U.S. is again talking with North Korea, hoping for the return of the remains of thousands of U.S. soldiers who went missing during the Korean War. The two sides holding talks on the issue over the weekend at the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. The North now promising to return the remains after it did so originally during that June 12th summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo now saying the U.S. and the North have agreed to resume searching for the remains of still missing Americans there. A top official for the European Union is urging the U.S., China, and Russia to find a solution quickly to their economic trade differences. Speaking in China, European Council President Donald Tusk called on the three countries to not start trade wars that could disrupt the global trade order. He also noted that trade wars have so often turned violent in world history. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
After a relatively steady price for gasoline over the last few weeks, motorists will see a slight increase this week across the nation, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mississippi shares the lowest prices with Alabama at $2.55 a gallon, while California remains the highest at $3.65. Factor DeHaan of GasBuddy.com looks at the national average.
Well, it was a relatively minor swing. The national average increased about a penny and a half, closing at about $2.87 a gallon. That's up from about $2.86 a week ago. So not a huge increase, but an increase nonetheless. It was our first increase in the last few weeks.
The mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, is urging a city council candidate to drop out of the race after posting a topless picture of his estranged wife on a campaign website. Mayor Melvin Carter is asking David Martinez to immediately drop out of that race after on Saturday, Martinez did reportedly post that photo of his former wife in response to being served a restraining order. Martinez accused of domestic abuse. And comedian Sacha Baron Cohen's new show, Who is America?, now airing on Showtime. He's already gotten gun rights advocates to unexpectedly say they support arming kids as young as three. The Ollie G comedian made a career out of adopting outrageous persona and tricking people in their interviews. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.